a heaven. There, I feel like I'm giving a church sermon. There is a heaven. So we want to remember that we're going the distance in this lifetime. That instead of assuming everything is perfectly normal and average, we're coming to this place of realizing that we're leaping into a new consensus of self. So as you will draw your true self in good faithfulness, faithfulness is realizing that we're leaving our past. We're leaving our past notion of self. We're leaving all of the old beliefs, all the old adherences, all the old conflict is somehow going to get me somewhere. And we're moving beyond the past into our golden alignment. So our golden alignment is happening presently. We really want to start understanding the power of the present moment. That it's like you're opening doors, you're opening windows, you're opening to a new galaxy, you're opening and receiving fresh air. And so as you will lighten up, that's exactly how it's going to present, because it's going to feel lighter. We like to know our future, we like to know where we're going. And so there's this tendency of doubt where we're going to want to go back to our mind for safety. What we're learning to do is to speed up ahead, and go beyond the mind to our oneness with source. So in our oneness with source, we're always graduated, we're always given, we're always received in our full semblance, so that there's no need to pause, there's no need to go backwards, there's no need to wonder what our next step is, because as we arrive in the eternal moment, everything is assumed. What they mean by that is whatever is our next right occurrence, step, idea, presentation, it's all going to be one with us, because there's no longer this belief in separation. So we're all one and the same with all that is. So allow yourself that clear evidence. Allow yourself that stream of delight. So that stream of delight is the presence of light. It's the activation of light. It's realizing your true nature. It's realizing your true acquirement. So the acquirement, you want to remember, we're picking up speed. So everything under the sun is in motion. We're vibrational and we're picking up speed. So when we're receiving this, it's going to feel like we're going a little fast. And because we like to have that security, have that sense of, you know, I've got my bars, I've got something to hold on. The problem with those bars, of course, is they're kind of like prison bars, because they keep us adjusted to our past belief of self. So as you will permit yourself to triumph, triumph is just imagine starting to bounce. Just imagine feeling lighter. Just imagine leaving your old consciousness. So as you will perform the miracle of faith, the miracle of faith is understanding that there's a higher understanding, essence of truth, a higher essence of who it is that you truly are. And that's what you came here to birth. That's what you came here to entitle yourself to and all others, is this transference of faith where we become one with source. So we're not leaving the body. We're not leaving the earth atmosphere. It's we're allowing ourselves to sing a song. So singing a song is permitting us to graduate into our new frequency, into our new homeland, into our new residence. And so from out of this attainment, out of this brilliant association, it's all is afoot. That means because we're aligning with our I Am Presence, because we're aligning with our source reality, wherever source dictates, wherever our higher self wants us to go, however it's going to solve whatever the problems of the lower energies are, it's always available. So they're saying like quicken your steps readily, meaning continue to arrive, continue to evolve. So when we're sharing this, it's sort of like there are dolphins apparent that are holding us in sweet nectar. In other words, they're sponsoring us. So you just want to imagine like that heaven on earth readily available, because it is. So there's a version of each of us that is light, that is resourceful, meaning aligning with source, aligning with that power that created all, so that we no longer have to have a sense of trembling, we no longer have to be frightened, we no longer have to fear past karma, we no longer have to stay in eternal conflict, that we're growing our own associations. So we're leaving division, we're leaving that sense of being separate, of having problem on problem, what do I do? And we're moving into our entitlement of our true devotional status. So this is, we're one with the sign of the times. We're one with our holy establishment. We're one with our ascended awareness. So from this ascended platform, all is readily understood. Again, we're solving everything from our new association of our true understanding of self. So it's like solving everything in consciousness. We're not trying to argue the past away. We're simply evolving into a new recognition of delight. So allow yourselves to receive your broadened lifestyle. So when I'm sharing this, there are like this quantum leap of explosion that's happening daily. So it's just evolving and evolving and evolving. And what we're doing is aligning and aligning and aligning. So they had us say that three times together so that we understand, so that we're understood, so that we're cared for, so that we can relax. Because it's not a one-time offering. It's not a one-time, here's your daily vitamin, go have peace. It's this ongoing sense of exploration. So the more that we remember in a way we're explorers of consciousness, that exploration is in an ongoing presentation. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to be consumed. Being consumed is you're saying yes to your I am presence, you're saying yes to your source reality, you're saying yes to your new identity, where you're dropping the belief in division, you're dropping the belief in separation, which is really what our whole old what we were experienced life as. So we're moving beyond that. They don't like that I said moving, one moment. I'm just going to say we're associating beyond that. They wanted a better word than moving. The reason being that moving, I was in my mind associating that with my body. So like my body moves. Rather than whatever I said next, association, it's more of an introduction of consciousness, where we're going beyond boundaries. We're going beyond boundaries and we're exploring our awakened heart. We're exploring our true delighted grace. Sometimes they just drop the words and they're like, well, you play with it. What is it to you? So this is the point. This is what we're going to keep performing, is this accelerated journey of the true discovery of self. So allow yourself to be given, allow yourself to be included, allow yourselves to be stirred, allow yourselves to be awoken, allow yourselves heavenly bliss. So heavenly bliss, it's like our ego doesn't quite know what to do with that. It's sort of like, whoa, 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 where are you going? So we want to start feeling that heavenly bliss. What would it be like to be in heavenly bliss and still operate with a form? Heavenly bliss. always one with my new resources. Whatever is my next right step is always brought forth. It cannot be, because once we're aligned with our higher awareness, it's always given, it's always there, it's always happening. So allow yourselves to be included, allow yourselves to be stepped upon. So stepped upon is like that growing urgency. So the urgency, they don't want us to receive it as like a panic urgency, but an urgency and kind of like, let's get there already, because really nothing's happening until we do. So it's sort of like more of the same. Something goes great and then something goes not so great, like up, down, like a seesaw. So we're moving into a space of grace. So now we understand urgency, because grace sounds pretty good, and we're fully entitled, we're fully engaged. In other words, each of us on a soul level has already said yes. So we've already graduated. So just imagine your higher self, your divine self, your Christ itself, like standing there, beckoning you, calling you. So what we're simply doing is agreeing with our new understanding of life. So allow that to be, allow your placement to be secured. So they wanted me to insert that word, like secured. You can have secured, you can have fastened, you can have interlocking mechanism, whatever makes you feel like touchdown. Like that's it, not going backwards from here, only moving forward. So it's not that we're not gonna open up to more of the dust bunnies and, you know, bring that up and then release that fully, but we're going to be doing it from this place of substantial value. Because once we say yes to the increase, we are duly noted. It's almost like a benchmark, sort of like you passed your benchmarks, boom, here is where you're starting from. So allow that to be given, allow that to be assumed, allow that to be stepped upon. When I'm saying stepped upon, it's like the flowers are blooming underneath my feet. So there's already an activation occurring at this new understanding of discovery. Again, everything we touch turns to gold, and that we're awakening consciousness as we continue to arrive. So now we understand how valuable we are to all the onlookers, all the ones helping the earth move into her ascension. We understand how precious our presence is, because we're the ones that are assuming that new placement on earth, assuming that new reality. And when we hold that flame, when we hold that light, everything we press upon, in other words, everything we see with consciousness, is being developed rapidly, because we're seeing it, we're placing that observation of consciousness, we're extending that grace, we're extending that vibrational alignment. So allow that to take place, allow your truth to be well, what would be that word, like attained? Attained, no. Truth to be like fully integrated, fully acknowledged, fully received. I guess attained is okay as well. receive. And again, we're offering that to all. So any place where you may still have rifts you're aware of, or, you know, this isn't fully healed yet, just imagine it receiving the light. Just receiving all of that divine inspiration, knowing. So in just one instant moment, you receive the download of your next step. Offering that to one and all, may all other beings on earth also enjoy this new traveling. So we're including everyone in that new field of recognition. And you may have certain ones appear, certain situations or countries or politicians or whatever it is. Remember, everyone's really source. So if you're remembering some darkness, it's like that darkness simply needs the light. Remember, it's all being sourced from our mind. So it's not like the problem's out there. We're all one. Receive, receive. Allow the changes to occur instantly. Remember, there's no division, there's no wait time. Instant, miraculous understandings of self are now to be given. And we're sending light and love to our past, so any place where we're still holding on to the pain of the past is now erased. So when they say erased, it's like as we're willing not to take it up again, it isn't. Anything that we still need to bring into better focus is honored and received, so it'll come to us in ways that will be very, very instrumental for our final clearings. Remembering you're a master of consciousness, master of light. Serve well, dear one, serve well. Ah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.